The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Dov Lev.
We are now learning Simin Kuf Chaf Aleph of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the laws of public fast days. Halacha Aleph, Mitzvas Asei Midivrei HaNeviim, it is a positive commandment from the prophets, Lehis'anos Bayomim She'iru Tzaros Labaseinu, to fast on those days on which there occurred tragedies to our ancestors. V'tachlis HaTainis Ahi, and the purpose of such a fast, Kidei la'orer es halavavos, in order to arouse people's hearts, lefakeach al darkei hatshuva, so that they should pay attention to the ways of tshuva, utihizos zikaron lema'aseinu haro'im, and that this should serve as a remembrance to our own evil actions, uma'asei avaseinu, and to the actions of our ancestors, shehoyu kimaseinu ota, which are like our own actions now. So the purpose of the fast is not in order merely to deprive ourselves, but rather the purpose is to bring people to a mindset of tshuva, so that they focus on their evil ways. Achegara lahem velonu osnatsaros, and this brings us to the realization that the actions are what caused all of the tragedies to occur to us and to our ancestors. Ubezichwa and hadvarim eila, and by remembering these things, nashuv lahetev, we will go back to the tshuva to improve our ways, kemosh nemar, like it says in the pasuk, v'yisvadu es avonam v'esavon avosam, and they should confess their sins and the sins of their ancestors. And therefore, chayiv ko ish, every person is obligated lasum el libo, to put upon his heart, ba'osin hayomim, during those days, during the fast days, lefashvesh b'ma'asav, to search through his actions, v'lashuv mehem, and to do tshuva from them. Ki ein ha'ikar batainis, because the primary purpose is not the fasting itself, just like it says in the book of Yonah, in regard to the people of Nineveh who fasted and did teshuva, it says there, and the Lord saw their actions. And Chazal teach us that what was it that caused Hashem to withhold the punishment from the people of Nineveh? It does not say that he saw their sackcloth and their fasting. Ella, but rather, what does it say? That the Lord saw their actions. Meaning, that they repented, they came back from their evil paths. And the purpose of the fast day is merely to serve as a preparation to bring people to a state of teshuvah. Lachain, based on this, osan anoshim shemisanim, those people who fast, but hochim bitiyo, they go out on pleasurable trips, umivalim esayom, and they waste the day, bidvarim betelim, with frivolous chatter, tafsu es atofel, v'anicha es ha'ikar, so they are grabbing on to that which is subordinate, and they are ignoring that which is primary. They're ignoring the important part, which is teshuvah, and all they're doing is merely fasting, and that's not the purpose of the fast day. Halacha Beis, v'elohein hayamim, these are the fast days which were imposed upon us by the Nevi'im. Shlosha b'Tishrei, the first one is Tzom Gedalia, the third day of Tishrei. Bo Nera Gedalia ben Achikam. On that day, Gedalia, the son of Achikam, was killed. Jela'acha Shecharav Beis HaMikdash, after the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, Hishiro Nebuchadnezzar be'Eretz Yisrael. Nebuchadnezzar left Gedalia in Eretz Yisrael. Vayasimehu L'Rosh al Yisrael, and he appointed him to be in charge of the remaining Jews who were living in Eretz Yisrael. Vayideisha Ne'erag, and because Gedalia was assassinated, Galu Kulon, so all of the remaining Jews were exiled. V'neragu mehen la'alafim, and thousands of them were killed. V'nichbar gacheles Yisrael ha'nisheres, and the remaining ember of the Jewish nation was extinguished. Meaning, as long as Gedalia, who himself, he was righteous, and he had a small segment of the Jewish community still in Eretz Yisrael, so there was hope that there would be a chance that they could bring back the remaining Jews from Chutz La'aretz and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. But once Gedalia was assassinated, at that point there was no chance left for survival, and there were no Jews left in Eretz Yisrael at all. In fact, Chazal tell us that for 52 years, there was no one, no people, no animals in Yehuda, in Yerushalayim, and the surrounding areas. They were all exiled or killed. Based on this tragedy that occurred, we have our fast day called Tzom Gedalia, the day after Rosh Hashanah, the third day of Tishrei. Halacha Gimel. The second of the fast days that were imposed upon us by the prophets is Asara B'Tevis, the 10th day of the month of Tevis. What happened on that day? Bo Samach Melech Nebuchadnezzar HaRosha Al Yisrael. On that day, the evil king Nebuchadnezzar waged war against Yerushalayim, v'havia b'matzar u'b'matzok, and brought it into a stage of siege, u'mizen nimshach ha'churban, and from this event, the destruction of Yerushalayim came out. Based on this, we fast on the 10th of Tevis. Halacha Dalid, Shivasa b'Tammuz, the 17th of Tammuz, is the third of the fast days that was imposed by the prophets. Bo iru chamesh tzaros, on that day there were five calamities that occurred. Nishtabru haluchos kishayored Moshe min ahar, when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai, the luchos were broken when he observed them dancing around the golden calf. K'moshe kosev b'Torah, as it is described in the Torah. V'zeh hoya b'yudzayin Tammuz, and this tragedy occurred on the 17th of the month of Tammuz. V'nisbartu korban hatamid, and the korban tamid was discontinued. Normally the korban tamid is offered every day in the morning and in the afternoon. It is offered on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, on Yom Kippur. It never misses. And the Korban Talmud represents the continuity of the relationship between Hashem and the Jewish people. And on the 17th of Tammuz, the sacrifice of the Korban Talmud was discontinued. The third tragedy is V'havka Ha'ir B'churban Bayisheni, in the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. The walls of the city of Yerushalayim were breached by the enemy. Afagav de bechurban harishon havkar b'tishrei lechodesh. Even though by the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, the walls were breached on the 9th of the month of Tammuz. Tiksiv b'chodesh haravi b'tishrei lechodesh, as it says in Yirmiyah, that on the 4th month, meaning the month of Tammuz, on the 9th day of the month, the Yechzak Hara'av Be'er, that the hunger became too strong in the city, Vatibaka Ha'ir, and they weren't able to hold down the fort anymore, and at that point, the walls of the city were breached. So, by the first Beis HaMikdash, the Kitzur is telling us, it did not happen on the 17th of Tammuz, it happened on the 9th of Tammuz. Avo Bechurban Hasheni, but by the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, B'shiva Asabo Hafgayir, it was on the 17th of the month of Tammuz that the walls were breached. So why do we commemorate specifically on the date of the second base of Mikdash, not on the date of the destruction of the first base of Mikdash? He says, because V'chorban Bayisheni Chamiralan. Because the destruction of the second base of Mikdash is more chamer to us. It affects us more. And therefore, if we have to choose one of them, we would choose the breaching of the walls of the second base of Mikdash. Va'od, furthermore, Isa b'Yerushalmi, according to the Gemara Yerushalmi, it says, the Gam b'Rishona ha'yo b'Yudzayin, that really, even by the first base of Mikdash, the walls were breached on the 17th, and this that the Pasuk speaks about the 9th, Elishim ibn Hatzaros tol b'Cheshbon, but it was because of the tragedies that were occurring that they miscalculated, they lost track of the calendar, and they thought that it was the 9th. But in truth, both the first base of Mikdash and the second base of Mikdash, the walls of Yerushalayim were breached on the 17th of Tammuz. So in any case, it's clear that the 17th of Tammuz is the proper day to commemorate this tragedy. Then we have the fourth calamity which occurred in that day, Visaraf Apostamus Harasha Satara, the evil Apostamus burnt the Torah. And finally, we have the fifth tragedy, and that is V'hamad Selim Behecho Ayde Risha Yisrael. The evil people of the Jewish nation put an idol in the Beis HaMikdash. V'zeh Goram Churbono V'goloseinu, and this caused the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and our exile. So these are the five events that occurred on the 17th of Tammuz, and based on this, we fast and do Teshuvah on that day. Halacha Hey, we are now ready to discuss the last of the fast days that was imposed by the prophets. V'tisha B'av, the 9th day of the month of Av. Bo Bayom Nigzar our V'seinu Sheba Midbar, Shelo Yikonsu L'Eretz Yisrael. On this day, it was decreed on our ancestors in the wilderness that they should not enter into the land of Israel. Ki oz chazru hamiraglim, because this is when the spies came back from Eretz Canaan, and they brought an evil report about the land. Ubachol Yisrael bechiyah shelchinam, and the Jewish nation cried a futile cry. V'nikba lebechiyah ledoros, and the day was established that it would be a day of crying for all generations. Ubo bayom hoya hachurban hagadol, and on this day was the great destruction. Shenechrav bo hamigdash harishon v'gam hasheni, because on which this day the first and second base of Mikdash was destroyed. V'nilkudo ha'ir beitar, additionally, the metropolis of Beitar was captured. Shoyseir Gedola, it was a very large city. V'hoyu ba'alofim u'revavos mi'Yisrael, and there were hundreds of thousands of Jews living there. Ubo ba'yom, and another tragedy that happened on that day, Chorash Tarnos Rufus esahecho ve'es sevivav, that Tarnos Rufus plowed the area of the Beis HaMikdash and its surrounding, and this was considered the last step, the last stage of the destruction. V'niskayim HaPasek, and it served as a fulfillment of the verse of the prophecy, Tzion Sodeh Techresh, that Zion will be plowed like a field. And these are the reasons that we fast on Tisha B'Av, and that is a day of crying, and is the saddest day of the year, and certainly a time for us to contemplate doing teshuva. Now, there's one additional fast day that's not mentioned there. He says, "Va'od yesh tainis sibar." There's one more fast day, tainis Esther, the fast of Esther, lekamon simin kuf mem aleph sif beis, which will be described later on in simin kuf mem aleph. What does it mean when it says that the walls were breached in the destruction of the first base of Mikdash, really on the 17th, but they thought that it occurred in the 9th? we can understand how they could make a mistake during times of tragedy, but then how are we to understand why does the Navi record it that it happened on the 9th? It would be strange that it would be written for all of posterity with an error in it. So Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, explains that the Pasuk did not want to change from the way that people understood it. So the Pasuk wrote it this way, even though, of course, Api Nevuah, the Navi knew what the real day was, but the Pasuk wrote it that it occurred in the 9th day of Tammuz, because this is the way that the people at that time understood it. Now the Marsha takes issue with this, and he has a different approach. The Marsha in Tainis, Daf Chaf Ches Amud Beis, explains the Yoshalmi that even at the first base of Migdash, the walls were breached on the 17th of Tammuz. But the reason why it records it to be happening on the 9th is because it was following the solar calendar. Since there is a distinction between the lunar calendar and the solar calendar, and of course we follow the lunar calendar, however, since the enemy decreed that the Jews were not allowed to observe Kiddush HaChodesh, so therefore they recorded things based on the solar calendar, which meant that there was an 8-day discrepancy. So what should have been recorded as the 17th of Tammuz, based on the Jewish calendar, was actually inscribed on the 9th of Tammuz, which is based on the solar calendar. So it is implied from the words of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch that everyone agrees that the breaching of the walls of Yerushalayim at the time of the destruction of the second Beis Hamikdash occurred on the 17th of Tammuz, but there is a dispute between the Talmud Bavli and the Talmud Yerushalmi whether the breaching of the walls at the time of the destruction of the first Beis Hamikdash occurred on the 9th of Tammuz or on the 17th of Tammuz. However, the Nitziv, in his commentary on Rosh Hashanah, had a different approach. He said that according to the Gemara Yerushalmi, it must be that the breach of the city at the time of the second Beis Hamikdash did not occur on the 17th of Tammuz, because if so, how can we say that there were 5 bad occurrences on that day? There really should be 6. Because remember, if the Yerushalmi holds that the breach of the walls of the first Beis Hamikdash was on the 17th of Tammuz, so that means you'd have to count an extra bad event, in which case it must be that the destruction of the second Beis Hamikdash, the breach of the walls, did not occur on the 17th of Tammuz, but must have been on a different day. And don't say that the 2 events are considered like 1 when we're calculating the 5 bad things that happened, because we find in regard to Tisha B'Av that the first Beis Hamikdash destruction and the Churban of the second Beis Hamikdash are considered 2 separate events. So ultimately, if the breach of the walls both happened on the same day of 17th of Tammuz, they would also have to be counted as separate events, in which case we would not say that there were 5 bad occurrences, but rather there would be 6. So based on this, the Nitziv in the Merum Esadeh assumes that according to the Yerushalmi, it must be that the breach of the walls of Yerushalayim at the time of the second Churban did not occur on the 17th of Tammuz. Now other Mefarshim do not take this approach. It's clear, first of all, in the writings of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, as well as many other Achronim, that they seem to assume that according to the Yerushalmi, the destruction of the second Beis Hamikdash, the sieging, was the same day. While the argument of the Nitziv is a very compelling one, the fact remains that from the writings of most Achronim, it is clear that even according to the Yerushalmi, the breaching of the city of Yerushalayim at the time of the second Churban also occurred on the 17th of Tammuz. Now, there's a number of interesting sources from the Rishonim that relate to this issue. First of all, the Radak in his commentary to Zechariah writes, Tzom HaRevi, the fast of the fourth month, he says, Zel Tammuz shayutzomim begolus b'yudzayin l'chodesh yom shenifka bo'ir. This is referring to the fast in the month of Tammuz, that we fast on the 17th of the month because it is the day that the walls of the city were breached. Now, the Radak is explaining the pasuk in Zechariah, which of course occurred before the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. So it is implied that the Radak is following the Yerushalmi's approach, that the first Beis HaMikdash, the breaching of the walls also occurred on the 17th of Tammuz. Similarly, we find in the Rambam's Pirush HaMishnayos on the first parak of Rosh Hashanah, he says, in the second Beis HaMikdash, they did not fast on Asara B'Teves or on Sheva Asar B'Tammuz. Ela harotze yisana o shelo yisana. But rather, those who wanted to did, those didn't want to did not. Meaning, the fast was optional. Now, what do you mean the fast was optional? It's clear then that Yud Zayin Tammuz was already a fast day long before the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash and long before the walls of Yerushalayim were breached in times of the second Beis HaMikdash. So this again implies that the 17th of Tammuz was the day of the breaching of the walls of Yerushalayim, even of the first Churban, just like it's brought in the Yerushalmi. Now, if we look in the Rambam in Hilchos Tainis says, when he explains Shavasta B'Tammuz, he says, V'hufka Yerushalayim b'Churban Sheni. He says, Yerushalayim had the walls broken in at the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. So clearly, the Rambam is not paskening like the Yerushalmi, the Rambam is paskening like the Bavli. In the commentary, the Maaser Rekeach, on the Rambam, he quotes the Pirush HaMishnayos that we mentioned before, that seems to say, like the Yerushalmi, and he says that, no, really, it's not a contradiction. He says, really, everyone paskens like the Bavli. However, the reason why, during the times of the first Beis HaMikdash, they fasted on the 17th of Tammuz, even though that was not the date of the breaching of the walls in the times of the first Beis HaMikdash, really they were fasting not for what occurred, but for the upcoming tragedy that would take place at the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. It's a very fascinating idea. They were fasting in advance of what would happen in the future. The truth is that I wanted to offer a different explanation for the Pirush HaMishnayos, as well as for the Radak, that may be the reason why in the era of the second Beis HaMikdash some people fasted on Shavasa B'Tammuz was not because of the breaching of the walls of Yerushalayim, but rather it was because this was the day that the Luchos were broken, as well as the day that the Karban Tumid was discontinued. Only after the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash were the other reasons also associated with Shavasa B'Tammuz, primarily that was the day that in the Churban Bayis Sheni the walls of Yerushalayim were breached. And this in turn would answer this seeming contradiction in the Rambam about whether he paskens like the Yerushalmi or the Bavli regarding if during Bayis Rishon the walls were breached on the 17th of Tammuz or on the 9th of Tammuz.